You've studied from lessons 1 through 7. Now it's time to put your Tagalog knowledge to the test. You heard it right. We're doing a pop quiz. Recording live from my apartment along a really busy road in Quezon City, Philippines. This is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. Every 6 or 7 episodes, we get to test what you have learned about the Tagalog language so far. It's time to grab your pen and paper because it's time for Go Filipino Review! We have 10 multiple choice questions covering lessons 1 through 7. You have 10 seconds to answer them correctly for a chance to win a sense of accomplishment that you're learning the Tagalog language well. But first, don't forget to follow us at Go Filipino Pod on Twitter and Facebook. And please, show your love wherever you listen to this podcast by leaving a 5-star review and tapping the follow button. If you're listening to this podcast through Overcast, you need to disable the smart speed and voice boost functions to avoid unnecessary skips. Also, don't forget to leave a tip or subscribe to my Patreon. Monthly subscribers enjoy early access to all ad-free lessons, among other perks. Check out Patreon, that's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod for details on how to support this podcast for as little as $1. Get ready, because question number 1 is about to start after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino Review. Here is question number 1. How do you pronounce the T sound in Tagalog? Is it A, ta, a ta, ta, a ta, B, sa, a sa, sa, a sa, or C, ta, a ta, ta, a ta? Your 10 seconds starts now. The answer is A. Ta, a ta. Consonants in the Tagalog language are unaspirated, meaning we do not force out any additional air from our throat. We just let the sound flow naturally. Here now is question number 2. Fill in the blank. Nagluto ako blank isda. Nagluto ako blank isda. It means I cooked fish. Which marker should be added to the sentence? Is it A, sa, B, ni, or C, nang? You have 10 seconds. The answer is C, nang. Nagluto ako ng isda. Nang is used to mark the direct object in the sentence, which is isda, or fish. Time now for question number 3. How in Tagalog do you ask for how much is an item you're pointing over there? Is it A, kumusta yan? B, sino to? Or C, magkano yon? 10 seconds starts now. The answer is C. Magkano yon? Magkano means how much, while yon refers to something that is far from both you and the person you're talking with. Here now is question number 4. Fill in the blank. Nakinig blank Chris ng podcast. Nakinig blank Chris ng podcast. It means Chris listened to a podcast. Which marker should be added to the sentence? Is it A, ni, B, C, or C, kai? You have 10 seconds. The answer is B. C. Nakinig si Chris ng podcast. C is the marker you should use to imply focus on the name of the actor who performed the verb, who happens to be Chris. And now we go to question number 5. What is the Tagalog word for yes? Is it A, oo, B, mayroon, or C, both A and B? You have 10 seconds to answer. The correct answer is C, both A and B. The word oo is used in agreement to a yes or no question, except whether there is or there isn't. In that case, yes translates to mayroon. We will continue the Go Filipino review after this break. We're back at Go Filipino Review. How many questions have you answered correctly so far? I hope you answered them all correctly. If not, you may need to listen again to my lessons, or that I may need to rework how I teach the Tagalog language. If that is so, please send me an email, gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Anyway, here now is question number 6. What's the English translation of Sino Sino Sila? Sino Sino Sila? Is it A, who are they? B, who is he? Or C, who is that? 10 seconds starts now. The correct answer is A, who are they? Sino means who, but when asking about multiple people, we use sino-sino. Here's question number 7. What's the Tagalog word for friend? Is it A, nanay, B, kaibigan, or C, bahay? You still have 10 seconds to answer. The correct answer is B, kaibigan. It is derived from the Tagalog word ibig, which means like and love, which is why Filipinos often joke about friends who like each other will eventually love each other. It's time for question number 8. What does lapis ni Raja, lapis ni Raja mean in English? Is it A, pencil for Raja, B, Raja's pencil, or C, pencil in Raja? 10 seconds. The correct answer is B, Raja's pencil. Ni is used as a possession marker that introduces the name of the owner of the object that comes before ni. TLDR, it's object first, followed by ni, and then the name of the owner. It's time to listen to question number 9. Which of the following is not the function of the sa marker? Is it A, location, B, focus, or C, future time? 10 seconds to answer. The correct answer is B, focus, which only applies to focus markers like ang, si, and sina. Meanwhile, sa is used to mark location, future time, direction, and beneficiary. We are now down to our last question. What does the phrase magandang umaga stand for? Is it A, good morning, B, good afternoon, or C, good evening? You have 10 seconds to answer. The correct answer is A, good morning. It literally means beautiful morning, which I think is a wonderful way to greet one another. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. How many questions did you answer correctly? Please share them on Twitter and Facebook, and don't forget to tag Go Filipino. A new lesson will be released in a few days where we learn about the building blocks of the Tagalog language. Don't forget to share this podcast to a friend or family member who might want to learn about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. Until next time, bye-bye! Paalam! This has been Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.